Today's shir is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words Amar Le Abaye. In yesterday's sugya, we began with the Mishnah, which told us that whenever there is in the 15 Arayas a case where there is a Suffolk Kedushin or Gerushin, in other words, the tzara is a suffek tzaras erva. The halacha is that choltsois v'loimis yabmois. And the Mishnah gave an example by suffek kedushin, and it also gave an example by suffek gerushin. Suffek kedushin was when, let's take the case of Shimon, he threw kedushin, and it was a suffek, he threw it towards tzila, suffek karv loy, suffek karv loy. If it was within her Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabim, she would be Kona the Kedushin. She is Mekudeshes. If it is Karv Loi, if it is within his 4 Amos, then she is not Mekudeshes. And Shimon was making Kedushin with Rachel, who is Reuven's daughter. Shimon is trying to make Kedushin with his niece. Now, if the Kedushin are valid, then Sila is a Tzoras Erva. When Shimon dies without children and Sila falls to Yibam, to Reuven, if the Kedushin to Rachel, Reuven's daughter, was valid, then Sila is a Tzoras Erva. So since it's a Suffolk here, it fell right in the middle of the 8 Amos, and we don't know if it's closer to her or it's closer to him, whether she is Mekudeshes or not. Whether she is a Tzoras Erva or not, the halacha is, Reuven has to give to Tzila Chalitza, and he cannot do Yibam with her. And the simple understanding would be that this is the safest way to take care of all possibilities. On the possibility that it was not a good Kedushin, and therefore Tzila is not a Tzoras Erva, and there is a Zika, Reuven has to give Chalitza. On the possibility that it was a good Kedushin, and therefore Tzila is a Tzoras Erva, to Reuven, Reuven cannot do Yibam with her. The Mishnah then continued and gave us 3 examples of Suffolk Gerushin, and it was 3 cases of Gittin, which are good Midoraisa, but the Rabbanan said that they are not good, and therefore the Halacha is, if Shimon was certainly married to Rachel and Tzila, and the question is whether the gerushin that he did to Rachel were effective or not, and these 3 gittin, for various reasons, are kosher midoraisa, but they're pasul midrabbanan. So if they're kosher midoraisa, then Tzila is no longer a tzoras erva, because Shimon has divorced Rachel, the daughter of Reuven. So midoraisa, it's a good divorce, and she's not a tzoras erva, then Yibam would be shaykh. And therefore there is a zika, and we have to deal with that zika. And therefore we need a minimum of chalitza. Midorabbanan, it's not a good get. She is still a tzoras erva, and therefore Yibam is not shaykh. So we say, choletzes v'loy misyabemes. You have to do chalitza to take care of the deraisa requirement. You cannot do yibam because midrabonon, it is not considered a good get, and midrabonon, she is a tzoras erva. That's what the Mishnah told us in yesterday's shir. And on that, the Gemara had a question. Why don't we give an example of suffolk gerushin, the exact same example that we gave by kedushin? He threw a get to his wife, Rachel. He was definitely married to Rachel, the daughter of his brother, Reuven, his niece. And we don't know if the Kedushin landed within her, the Gerushin landed within her Dalet Amos, and she's Megureshes, or it stayed in his Dalet Amos, and she's not Megureshes. So we would have the same suffix, and on that suffix we would say, Choletzes v'loimis habemis. So Rabbah learned from that, since the Mishnah did not give that example by Gerushin, that in that case, she wouldn't need even chalitza. She would be considered definitely a tzoras erva, and she's mutter l'shuk, and nothing is required. And Rabbi's lashon was that this woman is becheskes heter l'shuk, because she's a tzoras erva. During her married life, she's been a tzoras erva of Rachel, the daughter of Reuven. Now you have a suffix whether the gittin to Rachel was a good get or not. Al tasrena misafik, do not aser her misafik, and therefore leave her with her previous chazak of being mutter to the shuk, and therefore she does not even require chalitza, and she's mutter to the shuk. And that's why that case wasn't mentioned by Gerishin. So by Kedushin, chalitza is required, and by gittin, even chalitza would not be required. Amar Le Abaye, now we begin today's sugya, Amar Le Abaye, Hachi, if this is your rationale, Rabbah, of why it said the case of Sofek Karv Lo, only by Kedushin and not by Gerushin, Ihachi be Kedushin Nami Neima. Why don't we say the same idea by Kedushin? Why don't we say, Ishazu Becheskes Heter Liyavim Omedes? By Kedushin, Shimon is married to Tzila. The question is, he also married to Rachel, Reuven's daughter. But before this suffix was nolad, there is a chazaka. The chazaka is that Tzila is married to Shimon, and if Shimon dies, she's mutter to Reuven to make yibum. Now misafik atabola isra. Now you want to say that perhaps there was a good kedushin to Rachel, the daughter of Reuven, and therefore you want to prohibit Tzila to Reuven, al tasrena misafik. So just like by gittin, you brought in an element of chazaka, and based on chazaka, you wanted to say that chalitza was not required. She remains with the cheskes heter l'shuk, and we don't aser her to the shuk. The same rationale we can do the opposite by kedushin. Let us say by kedushin she had a chazaka that she was mutter to Reuven the yavim. Now you want to aser her. Don't aser and allow her to make yibum. So why is there a din of chalitza even by safik karv lo, safik karv lo by kedushin? The din should be not chalitza, the din should be yibum. By gerushin, we should put her on the chazaka that she requires nothing and she's mutter l'shuk, because she is considered a tzoras erva based on the chazaka that was previous, the status quo that was previous. And by kedushin, we'll say just the opposite. The chazaka was that she was mutter to the yavim, and we should leave it that way, and she should be allowed to do yibum, not just chalitza. The answers Rabba to this question of Abaya, hosam l'chumra. By kedushin, the rabbana wanted to be machmer, and they wanted to say, even though there is a chazaka, and even though she should be mutter to the yavim, but since there is a possibility that the kedushin was a valid kedushin, and she is a tzoras erva, therefore, l'chumra, let's just do chalitza. Ask the Gemara if that's the reason why you don't do yibum by the safek kedushin, even though there's a chazaka, because of a chumra, but the high chumra dasa lekulahu. That's a chumra that's going to come to a kula. And the Gemara gives two examples of how this can come to a kula. The first example is zimnin da'azel hu. Shimon himself will go umekadish la la'achoysa kedushe vaday. He will, to Rachel, he made a kedushe suffik, but to Leah, her sister, he'll make a kedushe vadai. And the Gemara doesn't explain what kilkel can come out of this. But if you look at the bottom of the Rashi, the second last line, so Rashi explains, ulegabe kedushe achosen nami damorin da'ozul hu mekadosh lachoysa osul ameimer l'achar misosai. They'll say after his death, when they will see ki asrinu l'tzora liyavme, they'll see that the chacham do not allow the tzora to make yibum. Tzila is not allowed to be taken in yibum by Reuven. So they will say, why not? Amri de kamaisa kedushin. They'll say that the kedushin of Shimon to Rachel was a kedushin, and that's why she is a tzoras erva tzila, and that's why Reuven can't do yibum. Now, if the kedushin to Rachel is a kedushin, the basrai salav kedushin, they'll say that the second one, the sister, was not a kedushin. Why? She ain't kedushin taifsin b'chayis isha. And then what will happen if they will say that the Kedushin of Leah was not a Kedushin, Shimon's Kedushin of Leah was not a Kedushin, and then it'll come out that Shimon's, who has a brother, Rashi makes the case, brothers from a mother, and the Achronim go into why it's specifically from the mother, but his brother will come about to make Kedushin on Leah, because he'll think that Rachel's Kedushin was a Kedushin. V'haraya Tzila can't do Yibum with Reuven. So if Rachel's Kedushin was a Kedushin, then Shimon's Kedushin to Leah was not a Kedushin, then I'm allowed to marry. And what, it'll come out that he's marrying an Eishes Ach. So that's the kilkul that could come out there from your Chumrah to require Chalitza. And now comes another kula that will come out. V'inami, a second kula. Zimnin da'asa achar u'mekadish lo ledida. Someone else will come along. Naphtali will come along, and he'll make a kedushin, kedushe vadai. He'll make a definite kedushin in Rachel, and v'kiven the asul amar litzor liyivume. And since you're not allowing the tzora to make yibum because of your chumra, Amri people will say, you know why the Chazal are not letting yibum be made? Because the kama kedushin. Because Shimon's Kedushin to Rachel was a Kedushin. Udebasra lav Kedushin. Naphtali's Kedushin is not a Kedushin. So Naphtali does not have to give a get because his Kedushin was nothing. He was doing a Kedushin to a woman who was an Ashes Ish. Varaya, that is the Tzora, is a Tzora Serva to Reuven. So these Kalkulim can come out of your Chumra. As we turn to Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. The Gemara says no. Since you require chalitza, so may the yadi the chumr ba'almahu. We're not worried about those kukulim coming out. And if for example, let's take the case of Naphtali making kedushin, people are not going to say that his kedushin are meaningless and he doesn't need a get. Everybody will understand there's a suffix here. And he cannot assume that his kedushin is not a kedushin, and they will require him to give a get. And the proof is because you have chalitza. If the kedushin to, if Shimon's kedushin to Rachel was definitely a valid kedushin, so then tzila is a tzoras erva. Why do you need even chalitza? Elamai, you're not so sure that the Reuven's kedushin was good. So kiven the komatzus chalitza made the yadi the chumra b'alma. They'll know that it's a chumra b'alma, and we're not worried about kalkulim coming out. Ihochi asked the Gemara, gerushin ami listeni. Let it say the case of gerushin. V'litzur chalitza. Let's make the case of Suffolk Korvloi, not only by Kedushin in our Mishnah, but also by Gittin. Velitzucha Chalitza, and let's require Chalitza. Umei the Yadi, they also will know the Chumra Ba'almu. As Rashi says, if you're worried that since people will see Chalitza, they will assume by Gittin that the get definitely was a good get, and there was a Zika. And that's why she's not at Tzoras Erva. And that's why Chalitza is required. So if somebody will come along and be Mekadesh, the woman who was a Megureshes, Rachel, and then it'll be Mekadesh, her sister. So what are you worried about? That people will say that the first Kedushin is a good Kedushin, and the second one is not a good Kedushin, because it's a Chois Ishtoi. And why was the first one a good Kedushin? Because the Gittin was a good get, v'haraya, that the tzora needs chalitza. She was not a tzora serva. Don't worry about that. Again, we could say no kilkul will come out. Why? Because you're not letting her do yibum. Why aren't you letting her do yibum? Because you're afraid that maybe the get was not a good get. So they'll also know that the chalitza was a chumra biyama. What's the chalit kedushin or gittin? The Gemara says no, if you're going to say by gittin that we should make chalitza misafik imato emer chalitza misya bemes, then people will say, since there's chalitza, maybe there's really a zika, the get was a good get, and you should go all the way and make yibum. So the Gemara says, if, in other words, you're telling me there's a chumra that's going to come to a kula. The chumra of requiring chalitza because of a potential zika might come to yibum, and the truth is that perhaps the get was not a good get, and certainly based on the chazak, it's not a good get, and therefore it is a tzoris erva, and yivam should not take place. And if you say chalitza, they'll come to yivam. So hachanami, so by kedushin, the same thing. Let's say the same thing, that the chumrah of making chalitza will come to the kula of yivam. The Gemara says there's a big difference. By kedushin, let the yivam take place. That's not a problem. Why? Because that's following what the chazaka says. As long as I have a chumrah of chalitza, if it works, fine. And if the chalitza brings, in fact, to yibum, so that's fine, because that's exactly the direction that the chazaka is going. By kedushin, the chazaka is that Sila was married to Shimon, and when Shimon dies, she's mutter to Reuven. And you want to spoil that chazaka. So we say, don't spoil it. But we require chalitza. We say that that we require chalitza, and what are you afraid of? That the chalitza is going to lead to yibum? That's fine, because the yibum is the direction that the chazaka is going to. The chazaka was that she should go to yibum. We're only being machmer not to do yibum, because we were choshesh that maybe the kedushin was a good kedushin, and she is a tzoris erva. So lechumra, we don't allow yibum. But be'etzim, we hold as a chazaka that she's not a tzoris erva, that she is mutter liyibum. So if our chumra of not allowing yibum doesn't always work, it's not the worst thing, because what will happen? Yibum is the direction of the chazaka. Mashiach and gerishin, what's the direction of the chazaka? The direction of the chazak is that she was a tzoras erva, and that she was not mutter liyibum. She was mutter lishuk, but she wasn't mutter liyibum. Elama, you want to make chalitza as a chumra, but that chalitza can lead to yibum, and there the yibum is going against the chazaka that she is a tzoras erva and usser liyibum. So there the rabbanon said, we do not give chalitza because it's a chumra that can come to a kula. So what our Gemara has said so far is, according to Rabbah, that it's only in the case of Safek Harvla, Safek Harvla by Kedushin, that we say that there should be Chalitza. Because the Chazaka really says to bring it to Yibum, we're Machmer, and the Chumra is not going to come to Akula. Because the worst scenario could be that Yibum will be made. That's the direction of the Chazaka. Mashenkin by Gerishin, the Rabbanan decided not to be machmer in any way to make chalitza, because that chumra can in fact come to a kula, to yibum, which will be going against the cheskes of mikara, the chazaka to mikara, that she is a tzoras erva, and therefore there we don't want to make the chumra of having chalitza. And that's why gerishin was not mentioned in the Mishnah, said Rabbah, because of these considerations, we would not require chalitza by a safek harav lo, safek harav lo by get, even though we do require it by kedushin. Eisvei Abaye is still fighting Rabbah on his pshat in the Mishnah. We learned, nafal abayas olav abas achiv, if the house fell down, and there were two fatalities. The brother died, and he died without children, and the niece died. And now, Tzila, the question is, the surviving wife, does she fall Yibum to Reuven? Is she a Tzoras Erva of Bas Achiv? Is she a Tzoras Erva of Bitoy? In other words, the niece is the daughter of Reuven, and now Shimon died. So we don't know if Rachel died before Shimon, so then when Shimon died, Tzila is not a Tzoras Erva, and she will be Mutter Liyibum to Reuven. If Rachel died after Shimon, so then when Shimon died, Tzila was a Tzoras Erva, and then she'll be Usser Liyibum. And Tosfos Divrei Maschil Ve'ein Yodua Eizu Memeis Rishonah says that this Tana holds Misa Mapelas. We had a machloikas yesterday in the Gemara, whether it's at the time of Misa that we make the consideration whether she is a Tzoras Erva or not, or do we do it Nisuin Rishonim, at the time of the first Nisuin. So certainly there was a time during their marriage where she was a where Tzila was a Tzora Serva in this case. But if in fact Rachel died before Shimon, so then at the time of Misa, which this Tana holds, there was not a din of Tzora Serva, and she will be permitted Liyibim. So Nafla Baislava Basachav Ein Yudues Memes Risha. We don't know which one died first. So Rasa the din is her Tzora is Chalitzas Veloymis Yabemes. She does require Chalitza. As Abai on Rabba, my Hachanami Nema. We should say the same that we said by Gerishin, Suffolk Harvloy in our Mishnah. It's not mentioned. Why? Because we say that this woman has a Heter Lashuk, so the same thing should be by Misa. Ishazu Becheskas Heter Lashuk I met us. This woman was Becheskas, that she's a Tzora Serva, she's Mutter Lashuk. Misafik at the Baloisra, and you want to prohibit her misafik. Al Tasreda misafik. Don't prohibit her misafik. Tysus and the Divya Maschel, Nuffel Habayas says, Kanye Shtema, Amai Choshev Lotve Becheskes Hatu Lashuk Miliabim, Dokamon Shishne Amesu, Vechen Yochel Yoshihi Mesa Tchilikamoy Abal. Why, in fact, does the Gemara assume that there's a chazaka here, a status quo, that she was Mutter Lashuk? We don't, the question is, who died first? If she died first, then the Tzara had a chiyuv of Yibam. If Rachel died after Shimon, then Tzila is usher to Reuven, and she's mutter to Lishuk. She's a Tzara Serva. But why is she bedafka bechazaka that she's mutter Lishuk? Tosfos answers, because in order to make her mutter Lishuk, Tzila, it's only necessary for her husband Shimon to die. In order to make Tzila mutter liyibam, we're going to have to say that two people died in the sequence that first died Rachel, and then first died Rachel, and then Shimon died. As long as Shimon is alive, she's still not mutter for yibam. So since one way you have to just think about one person dying, and the other way you have to think about two people dying, we nem on the derech of only one person dying, and therefore we say that this woman is becheskas heter l'shuk oimedes, that Shimon died, and that Tzila was a Tzora Serva, and she was mutter l'shuk. So why don't I say the same thing, that she's becheskas heter l'shuk oimedes, and you want to take her out of that suffix? Al tasrena misafik, don't ask her misafik. V'chi teima hachanami l'chumra. And if you're going to say that einachanami, this is a chumra as well, it will be machmeher to require chalitza. Again, we should say chumra dasal de kulahu. It's a chumra that will lead to a kula. Why? She'im atoimer chalitzas m'si'a b'emes. If you're going to say that she requires chalitza, so that will lead to yibum. And here, what is the chazaka? The chazaka is like the same by grusha. Just like by grusha, there's a suffix if the get was good or not. What's her chazaka? Her chazaka is that she's mutter l'shuk. So the same thing here, where there's a question of misa, what's her chazak? As we said before, as Tysus explained, it's a cheskes heter l'shuk. So you want to aser her misafik, you can't. I, to put on the chumra, it's a chumra that's going to come to akula, because if you're going to say chaletz, she's going to be misyabemis. And here, if she does yibum, that is going against the chazak. The chazak is telling her that you should not do yibum. She is a tsaris erva. She is mutter l'shuk. She is not mutter l'yibum. And if you're going to require chalitza l'chumr, it's going to come to a kula. So this, whatever you said by Suffolk Gerishin, Karvloi, Karvla, Rabba, the same should apply to this Suffolk here by Misa. And yet by Misa we see that we say chalitzas. And apparently we're not worried that the chalitza will come l'yibum, even though there is a chazaka that she is mutter l'shuk and not to yibum. The Gemara answers there's a difference between gerushin and misa. Gerushin, the shchichi, gazur bar rabbanan. By gerushin, which is common, so the rabbanan were geyser, that we're not going to let her have chalitza because that might come to yibum. But my poilus, that a house will fall in, deloy shchichi, that is not common, loy gazru b'rabbanan. We have a rule that milsa loy shchicha loy gazru b'rabbanan. Something that's not common, the rabbanan were in geyser. So what are we worried about here? We're not going to give her chalitza because that might lead to yibum. We're only worried about that by gerishin, which is common, and not by the house falling in and killing them, which is not common. There, the rabbanan were in geyser, and they left it with the ikur din, which is that she should have chalitza. Inami a second teretz. Gerishin de kaima erva de kamuchach. By Gerishin, where the Erva is alive, she's here, and she demonstrates to everyone that the other wife is a tzara. And we know that this other wife, Tzila, was married together with Rachel to Shimon, so she definitely was at one point a tzara's Erva. And yet you required a tzara kamatzikla chalitza, that she should have chalitza. So there is a good chash that people will say, Amri, kamu be rabbonim begita de gita malyu. The chachamim must have known that this get is a good get. Va'asili yabumi latzara. So the rabbonim were afraid that the giving the chumra of requiring chalitza will in fact lead to yibim, because people will talk and say, if the Rabbanan required chalitza, it must mean that they thought the get was a good get. She's not a tzora serva. There is zika. You need chalitza. If you need chalitza, so you can do yibim as well. However, mapoilus, mi kamu bo Rabbanan mapoilus, by when the house fell down, there were no witnesses who saw this. They just, after the house fell in, people went inside and they found two deceased persons, Shimon and Rachel. So Rashi says in the Divrei HaMaskal Avol Mapoilus, Eilu Adayon HaMatzrichim O'Isa Chalitza, Nevi'im Hein. Are they Nevi'im? V'yadu Shehi Meisa Rishoina. Do they know that Rachel in fact died first? Delesi Liyabim Letzara? That, and they will therefore let Ruvain make Yibim to the Tzara? So they'll know that the Chachamim are not certain that Rachel died first. It could be Rachel died second. If Rachel died second, then Tzila is a Tzoras Erva. Umeide Yadi, the Hai de Chotzim, Shu Sreika Hoya. So there they will know, by Misa, they will know that the only reason we require Chalitz is Misafik. But not because we take on for sure that Rachel died first and Tzila therefore is not a Tzoras Erva. And therefore we don't have to worry that they're going to come to want to make Yibum as well. So the Gemara, so Rabbah still defends his pshat in the Mishnah, and he's mechalik between Gerishin and Misa. By Gerishin, they insisted no chalitza because it might lead to Yibam. By Misa, they did not make that stare either because it's lo shchiach or because people will not think that the Chacham and Nevi'im to know that Rachel in fact died first and that Tzila is not a tzoras erva. They'll know it's a suffik, and they only required chalitza misafik, and they will not come to Yibam. Ask the Gemara, the Gabi Gerishin mi loitnan. Didn't we learn the same halacha by Gerishin in another Mishnah? Vohatnan. We learned it in a Mishnah in Gittin. Hoitzoi medes Rishus Rabim. If his wife was standing in Rishus Rabim, Vizarku law, and he threw it to her, car of law Magreshus. If it's within her Dalet Amis, then it's a valid get. She's Kaina, Dalet Amis Rishus Rabim, and she's Magreshus. Kar of loy, but if it's within his four amas, ainam agareshes, what happens if it's exactly eight amas? And it falls in right in the middle, and we don't know who to whom it's closer. Machzel machza, the halacha is half on half, magareshes for ainam agareshes. We're machmer to consider her married, and we're machmer to consider her not married. We're machmer that Megureshes, she's not married, we're Machmer, that she's Ena Megureshes, and that she's still married. Ramrin and Lamai Hilchasa, and the Gemara had a question concerning which halachas do we assume that she is no longer married, that she is Megureshes, for two halachas. The E Koyin, if the Baal who gave her a divorce was a Koyin, E Koyin who Asurle, then he cannot take her back because we have to assume that she's a grusha and he's not allowed to live with a grusha. Even if he himself made the divorce, she's a grusha, he's not allowed to. So we assume she's a grusha. And another halacha, v'erva he, if she is an erva to his brother, tsarasa boya chalitza, her tsara will need chalitza because we assume that it was a good get. If it was a good get, she is no longer an erva. She's no longer married to Shimon. And if she's no longer married to Shimon, then her tzora is not a tzora serva. And then if Shimon dies to Reuven, Reuven can take, for example, in our case, tzila, because we assume that Shimon made a get to Rachel, the daughter of Reuven. So Rasa by Chalitza. V'loy amrin in Shimon atar mechletzim serbamis. As Abai on Rabbah. Here we don't say that, here's speaking about Gitna, it's not speaking about Misa. You were Mechalik between Gerishna and Misa. But here we're speaking about Gitna, according to you, in a case of a Suffolk by a Get, and this is Mamish, the case of Suffolk Korv Loy, Suffolk Korv Law, in whose Daladamas was it closer, and the Halach is Chaletzes. And we don't say in the Mishnah over there, oh, if you're going to say Chaletzes, they're going to come to Yibum. And the Chazaka tells me that really she is a Tzoras Erev and that you should not do Yibum. Here you see not like that. We're not worried about that. The Gemara answers, Itmar lo Rab of Rabbi Yosef, Damri Tarvayu, Rab and Rabbi Yosef both said on that Mishnah that you know what that case is speaking about. It's speaking about that the suffix was generated by two pairs of witnesses. Achas or Meres Karvlo. One pair says that the get was closer to her and she is divorced. Achas or Meres, and one cut says Karvloi, that the get was closer to him, the husband, and she's not Megureshes. The Havale Sveika, the Araisa. This remains a suffix from the Torah. And Rashi says that the Gemara is assuming at this point that by Treyu Trey, two Edis, two witnesses on each side of the suffix, Chazaka will not work. And we'll soon explain why. Umas Nisan the Hachar Mishnah, which is also speaking about Gitten Bekat Achas. It's speaking about there's one cut. So Rashi's Pshat, which other Rishonim don't learn like Rashi, but we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. Kat Achas means there's one. There are two pair of Adam, but there's only one group, and one of the pair says that it was close to him. And she's not Mugureshes. The other one of the pair says it was close to her, and she is Mugureshes. And their Chazaka will work. The Havale Sveka the Rabbanan. So it's only a suffix as far as the Rabbanan are concerned. Because Midor Raisa, where you have one witness against another witness, Chazaka will work. And therefore, the Chazaka tells you that in this case, she is a Tsoris Erva. Because the status quo, the precedent was that both women are married to Shimon. And therefore, if Shimon dies with this suffix get, we will say that she's mutter to the shuk without anything. And if you're going to give her chalitza, chalitza will lead to yibum. Ma she ain't kane by treyu trey, where there's one cut, one pair of witnesses on one side and one pair of witnesses on the other side, their chazaka will not work. Where it's trey suffering with the rise, chazaka will not work. And therefore, you can't say, let's not have chalitza, because chalitza might lead to yibum. Because here we're not dealing on a drabana level, we're dealing on a deraisa level, and we have to cover all bases. Midoraisa, we have two witnesses pitted against two other witnesses. So we can't do Yibam because there's two witnesses who say that the get was close to him and therefore she's not divorced and therefore she is a Tzora Serva, so we can't do Yibam. On the other hand, we can't free her without anything because there was two witnesses who say that it was closer to her and it was a good get. And if it was a good get, Tzila is not a Tzoras Erva, and there is Yibum, and if there is Zika, we have to do something with the Zika. So we can't do Yibum because of one pair of Adam, but we can't do nothing because of the other pair of Adam, so we have to do Chalitza. And we can't be worried that the Chalitza might come, Lidei Yibum, explains Rashi. Now, why, in fact, does the Gemara at this point assume that by Treyu Trey Chazaka won't work? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shalos and Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, explains that just like if you have two Adam versus 100 Adam, you're not going to say, well, let's cancel two against two on the other side, and you have left 98, and therefore we should say the halacha is like 98. Why don't you say that? Because we have a rule, trei kemeya, that two on one side is the greatest birur that the Torah gave, the greatest clarification of a matter is based on two witnesses. So they are equal to 100, to 1,000. Doesn't matter how many witnesses you have on the other side. So just like you're not going to say two cancel out two and we're left with 98, so too says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you're not going to say if you have two on one side and two with a chazaka on the other side that the two should cancel out the two. And you have the chazaka, because the Gemara at this point assumes that the chazaka is also a clarification. So chazaka can't be better than another two pair of edim. Two edim is the greatest biru the Torah gave. So at best, it could be like another two edim. So you have two edim against four edim. The chazaka taking the place of two other edim. So just like you don't say two against 100, that the 100 are stronger than the 2, so 2 with a chazaka are not stronger than 2 without a chazaka. That's what the Gemara thought at this point. Therefore, we will not go with the chazaka here, says Rabbah, when it's treu, treu, we will not go with the chazaka, and therefore, the Rabbanan don't get involved, and the Rabbanah, and the halach is that you make chalitza, you can't make yibam because of one pair of Edom who say she's a tsar serva. You cannot do anything because if you do nothing, you have Zika here because of the Edom who say she's not a tsar serva. So what you have to do is to make chalitza and not yibim. However, by one and one, there we go with the chazaka. And even though we might have thought, let's make a chumrah to have chalitza anyway, we say, no, the chalitza could lead to yibim. So the Rabbanan decided we will not have chalitza. And we will go with the ikur din of chazaka, that she is a tsaris erva by gerushin, and therefore she's mutter l'shuk, and you want to ask her misafik. We don't ask her misafik, and we don't give her chalitza because it might lead to yibim. This is the answer that Rabbah tries to give to this question. Says the Gemara, umimai demas disin dahocha, bekat achas. How do you know that our Mishnah is speaking about? You gave a very nice answer. Here it's two against two, one pair against another pair, and our Mishnah is only one pair. In other words, Rashi says you have one eight saying this way, another eight saying that way. How do you know that? Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about two and two. So the Gemara says, no. If it would have given a case in our Mishnah of Gittin, it would have had to be Dumya the Kedushin. It would have had to be like the case of a Kedushin. So just like Ma Kedushin Bekat Achas, Afkerishin Bekat Achas, just like Kedushin has to be speaking about there's only one eight on each side, the same thing with Gittin, there's only one eight on each side. The Gemara says, how do you know Kedushin Gefayo? By Kedushin itself, Mimai the Bekat Achas, how do you know you're speaking about there's one eight on one side and one on the other, and you're a total of one pair of two witnesses altogether? Dilma bebeis kitiyeda. Maybe there's two eight on one side, two on the other. There's one pair on one side, one pair on the other. Maybe that's by Kedushin also. How do you know? So the Gemara says an unbelievable statement. E bebeis kitiyedim. If we were speaking about two versus two pairs of eidim, tisyabim vein bekach klum. Why does our Mishnah by Kedushin say you give chalitza? The Rabbanan were machmer not to give a yibum because of a chumrah. If you're dealing with two and two, then we should go with the chazaka all the way to the end and let her do yibum. And on this, the Gemara immediately jumps. Kaimi eidim v'kaamri kor of law. There are two witnesses that are here in front of us, and they say that the Kedushin was near her, which means that Shimon was Mekadish, according to these two Edim, Rachel, and therefore Tzila is a Tzoras Erva to Reuven, because it's Reuven's daughter. Va'at Amra Tisyabim. And you're telling me if it was two to two, we would go all the way, not just with Chalitza, we would say, go to Yibim. Ve'ein b'kach klum, and there's no problem. Tisyabim ve'ein b'kach klum. How could you entertain such a thought? This is the way Rashi learns the sugya. Tosfos has a whole different girsa in our Gemara, because Tosfos, in the Divrei HaMaskil, Ibishtei Kitayedim, he brings Rashi's Pshat, Pirush HaKuntres, Dachaku, De'eich Ol Al Das HaMetaritz Loimerkein. How could the Metaritz have had a Hava Minah? We're going in the Sugya right now, that Trey, you do not go with Chazaka, as we explained from Rabbi Kiva Eger, because two with a chazaka is no greater beerer than two without a chazaka. We have a rule, trey kameya. If trey kameya, then trey is like trey with a chazaka. So therefore, chazaka doesn't work over here by treyu trey. And therefore, you cannot do yibum because of the two Adam who say that she is a tsoras erva. So, and from our Gemara would come out an unbelievable chiddush. It would come out, if the Mishnah is going with one and one, there the Chachamim don't let the Chazaka go all the way to make Yibum. They say, stop, we're worried, we're nervous, we don't want to make Yibum, just make Chalitza, Chumra. The Rabbanim were Machmer. But if it's Treyu Trey, there all of a sudden we're going to go and we're going to make Yibum until the nth degree. We're not going to hold that back either. And the way we had been learning the whole Gemara till now, by treyu trey, chazaka doesn't work at all. If anything, it works by one and one. So the Gemara at this point is v'nahapachu, just the opposite of the way we've been going, the logic that we've been saying in the whole sugya. The Ramban defends this difficult pshat here of Rashi. The Ramban says the Gemara at this point had a hava minute that maybe two Adim who are bolstering a chazaka, they make that chazaka stronger. And therefore, if the chazaka over here is that she should be mutter liyibim by the Suffolk Kedushin, the chazaka always is that until now, the tzila was mutter liyibim. You have a question, that something ushered that heter liyibim, that maybe he's married now to Rachel, the daughter of Reuven. So since the chazaka says that she's mutter liyibim, and two Adim bolster that chazaka. So such a chazaka, the Rabbanu wouldn't tamper with, and they would say, go all the way with the chazaka. Mashi ain't Cain, where there is, it's one Aid against one Aid. So you don't have two Adim bolstering the chazaka. That is a weaker chazaka. If it's a weaker chazaka, the Rabbanu can come along and say, well, we don't want to let you have chalitza because we don't want to do Yibum because we have a Chumra, we're being Machmer, that you shouldn't have Yibum in case she is a Tzoras Erva. But if there were two Adim bolstering a Chazaka, there the Rabbana wouldn't tamper. That's perhaps, it would seem, it's still a Doichik Pshat in the Gemara, but that's how the Ramban tries to defend Rashi. But be that as it may, the Gemara comes to the Maskana that by Trey Adim, two Adam were saying core of law, and she was therefore Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel. It's impossible to say that Tzila should have Yibum. So again, maybe our Mishnah is speaking about two Adam. You wanted to make a chilik between one Kat and two Kitei Adam. Maybe our Mishnah itself is speaking about two Kitei Adam, and yet here we see that there is chalitza by the case of Kedushin, and Huadin, by Gittin, we're going to say the same thing, says Abaya. And then Abaya goes one step further. Visu, Bishtei, Kiteidim, Nami, Sveik, the Rabbana, your whole chilik between one and two that you wanted to say, besides what we asked before, that maybe our Mishnah by Kedushin is also speaking about two. Besides that, I two and two is not a sveik of the Raisa. I'm going to prove to you that two and two is a sveik of the Rabbanan. Vesu b'shteki de'edim nami sveik of the Rabbanan. Damrin and uki trey l'bahari trey. Two cancel out two. V'isha ukma chazaka. And you leave the woman on her chazaka. Rabbi Kiva Eger again there in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Vav explains that the Gemara now has a fundamental shift from the reasoning that it had before. Before we said that just like you say by 2 against 100, Trey Kameya, and we don't cancel out 2 against 2, and you passing the case based on the other 98 Adim. But we say there's no bigger beerer than 2 Adim, and who Adin two Edom against two other Edom with Chazakah will be the same thing. Now the Gemara understands that Chazakah is not a Birur. Chazakah is on Hagah. So when do you say Trei Kameya? That's only by Edom. But here, where you're dealing with Chazakah, Chazakah means that whatever the precedent was, and now a bona fide Suffolk came up, you continue with the precedent of Chazakah. So by Trei Utrei will also be only an issue of the Rabbanan. It won't be a Shiloh of a Deraisa. Why? Because I'll say two cancels out two. I have a bona fide Suffolk, and now I'm not using Chazakah as a Birur. Because if Chazakah was a Birur, Trei Kameya. Chazakah can't be a stronger Birur than Edom themselves. So the Gemara now understands Chazakah is on Hagah. This is the way to paskin the case. When you have a suffix, you leave it the way it was with the precedent. So if so, what are you telling me? That there's a chilik between the two Mishnayos. That this is Trei Utrei Deraisa, Chazakah won't work, and therefore we must have Chalitza to cover all possibilities of both pairs of Edom. Yibam we can't have, but we must have Chalitza. In our Mishnah over here in Masechta Yevamos, it's speaking about only one Edom on both sides. No, even if there's two Edom on both sides, you will not use Chazakah. It'll again be the Rabbanan. And yet the Rabbanan said that you give Chalitza by the case of Karvloi, the Mishnah in Gittin. So if so, Rabba, why did you tell us in our Mishnah that by Gittin there would not be Chalitza? Apparently, you see, from the Mishnah in Gittin, they weren't worried that if they have Chalitza, it'll come liyibum. Where do I see that Trei Utrei is only Suffolk Midirabbanan? Midi, Dahavei Anichsi, the Barshatya. There was a person called Barshatya, and he had properties. The Barshatya, Zob Anichsi, he sold his properties. Asubei Trei, two Edom came, Va'amri Kishu Cholm Zob. He sold this when he was normal. Barshatya apparently sometimes was normal, and sometimes he was not normal. So if he was normal, it's a good mechira. But Vasubei Trei, two other Edom came and said, Va'amri Kishu Shoytas Zob. He sold it when he was a Shoytas, and it's not a good mechira. Va'am Ravashi. So what do we do in this case? Uki Trei, Lahadi Trei. Two Edom cancel each other out. I don't know what to do. I have a Chazakah. As we turn to the Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Va'ara Ukma B'cheskes Barshatya. The land will stay in the Chazakah of the Marikama of the owner who is Barshatya. So what do we see? That by Trei Utrei, we do go after Chazakah. So therefore, by Suffolk Karvloi, when the Mishnah said over there that she is considered for halachas megureshes by Tzoras Erva, and we require boya chalitza, that the Tzora requires chalitza, and we don't say that we're worried that the chalitza will come to Yibum. So if so, Rabba's question comes back. We don't accept Rabba's answer. Rabba answered that our Mishnah couldn't be speaking about by Gittin. Suffolk Karvloi, only by Kedushin, because by Gittin, we're not going to make the Chumrah of Chalitza, because it's going to come to Yibum, and Yibum is against the Chazakah that she was a Tzoras Erva. We can only do it by Kedushin. That was what Rabba tried to say. We see from the Mishnah in Gittin, even if it's speaking about Shnei Kitei Edim, that we do say that there is a Chalitza, and we're not worried that it's going to come Liyibim. Elam or Abaya. Abaya says, I disagree with Rabba, and I hold that even by Gerushin Suffolk Karvloi, would be the exact same Allah has Suffolk Kedushin Suffolk Karvloi, and that would be that you need Chalitza and you don't do Yibim. Why isn't that case of Gerushin mentioned in the Mishnah? Yagadol of Reyoi. Each case of Kedushin and Gittin had different cases. Kedushin had about Suffolk Karvloi. So we do Chalitza and we're not worried about leading to Yibim. And who would think that that would apply? The friend tells on his friend. In other words, whatever is good by Kedushin is good by Gittin. Whatever is good by Gittin is good by Kedushin. The three cases in the Mishnah of a Gittin, which are Poslim and Rabbanan, but are Kashim and Deraisa, and therefore the Halach is Chalatzis V'lamis Yabemis, those same cases by Kedushin, by Shtar Kedushin, would be the same thing. If you had a Shtar B'Ksav Yodoy, you had a Shtar without Zman, you had a Shtar with an Eid Echad, those would all have the same Halacha. If he gave such a shtar to Rachel, so we have a suffix whether she's Mukadeshus to Shimon or not, and we would say, Midaraisa, she is Mukadeshus, Midarabon, and she's not Mukadeshus. Therefore, she needs Chalitza Therefore, the din is that we require chalitza. Tana continues the Gemara. Tana b'kedushin vua din legerushin. Whatever halachas you say by kedushin, Abaya says would apply to gerushin. Tana, that means suffik harvloi, suffik harvloi. Tana b'gerushin says the three cases of a get, which are kosher mitaraisa, pasul mitarabanan, vua din legerushin. If you had a shtar kedushin with those chesroinus, they would be kosher by mitaraisa, be pasul mitarabanan. And the bottom line, the halacha would be that chaletzes v'lomis yabemis. Amalei Rava. Now Rava came along and said, I disagree with Abaya. E Yagadov Lav Reyoi, if you're going to say that our Mishnah is really the Reish of Kedushin is telling you what's good by the Seif of Gittin, and the Seif of Gittin is telling you the same Aloha applies to the Reish of Kedushin. E Yagadov Reyoi, my Zehu Diktani. It says at the end of each part of the Mishnah concludes, for example, Zarek law kedushin suffik karv law zehu suffik kedushin. By suffik gerushin, the Mishnah concludes the last words of the Mishnah, zehu suffik gerushin. What's zehu? Zehu is being memayat something. If whatever is good by gittin is good by kedushin and vice versa, my zehu diktani el amar Rava. Rava says there must be something in one of these cases that does not apply to the other, and he Rava goes with the following idea. Kol sheyesh b'kedushin yesh b'gerushin. Ein echanami. I agree with Abaya that the halacha of suffik korv lo by kedushin, the same exact halacha of chaletzes v'lomis habemis that applies by kedushin, yesh b'gerushin applies b'gerushin. But for yesh b'gerushin, mashem b'kedushin, there is a halacha by gerushin that does not apply. There is one halacha, and the Gemara is going to say it's zman. The halacha of zman, which is a good, if it's lacking in a get, it's a kosher get midraisa, and it's not kosher midrabanan. By shtar kedushin, if it didn't have zman, it's a valid 100% even midrabanan. And therefore, if Shimon gave such a shtar kedushin to Rachel, she's vadai mekudeshes, and if she's vadai mekudeshes, therefore tzila is vadai, not suffik, vadai tzoras erva, and there is no heter liyibam to her father, Ruvain, Ruvain, because she is a tsaras erva of Rachel, who is the daughter of Ruvain. Therefore, Tzila would definitely not have any yivim or chalitza, and that one case of gerushin does not apply to kedushin. V'yesh begerushin mashem bekedushin. So therefore, it comes out that the zehu of kedushin is dafke. Because there's a case of kedushin, but not all the cases of gerushin. Mashiankin, the opposite, the zehu of gerushin is, as the Gemara now says, lav dafka. There is no miut really of gerushin. This is only good, and I don't accept everything from kedushin. Whatever is good by kedushin, namely one case, suffik karv law, applies to gerushin as well. That chaylatz is v'lo miyus yabemis. V'zehu de gerushin lav dafka. So why, in fact, does it say zehu? Zehu seems to be a miut. Something's not acceptable by gerushin. Does not have a din of a suffik gerushin. El mishum de tana zehu b'kedushin, tani nami zehu b'gerushin. Rava says, since the lashon of the Mishnah and the Reisha was zehu by kedushin, because kedushin is memayet one halacha of gerushin that does not apply to kedushin. So since we put a zehu by kedushin to make it symmetrical, the Tana put tani nami zehu begerushin. Now the Gemara wants to know v'zehu the kedushin l'mutemai. In fact, what is the zehu of kedushin memayet? Which din of gerushin does not apply to kedushin? L'mute zman deleka b'kedushin, to be memayet zman, which does not apply to kedushin. If a shtar kedushin does not have zman, it's a vadai good shtar, and she is married to him, and the tzor is a tzoras erva, and she's mutter l'shuk, and there's an iser yibum to Ruvain. Umivnei ma loy tiknu zman b'kedushin. Now the Gemara wants to know why, in fact, were they not misakin zman by kedushin? They were misakin zman by gerushin, but not by kedushin. So we have a misakta gittin on daf chavov amid beis, two reasons why they were misakin zman by gittin. So the Gemara says, "Ha nichlu mandi amr shem peri." It's good according to Rish Lakish, who's the mandi amr, who says that the reason we put zman in a get is because of peris of nichsei malug. As Rashi explains, nichsei malug are nechasim that a wife brings into the marriage, and the husband's allowed to eat the fruits. But there was a quid pro quo. In the Ksub it is written, the husband is allowed to eat from the fruits because he has a chiyuv of redeeming his wife if she is put into captivity. So the Rabbanan were mesakin quid pro quo that he can eat from the peiros of her nichsei melug. But when does that agreement go into effect? Only with the ksuba. So we understand why by gittin they made a zman, so that as soon as a husband draws up a get and decides he wants to divorce his wife, he is no longer allowed to eat from the peiros of the nichsei melug. Therefore, we can understand why there is no zman by a shtar kedushin, because, as the Gemara continues, arusa les laperi. Since this goes into effect by the ksuba, and not before the ksuba, by the eris and by the kedushin, which in the time of the Gemara could take place a year before the eris and the halachic engagement to her husband took place, long before the actual final marriage was consummated by Nisuin, when the Ksuba was written. So there was no chiyuv of the Ksuba of pigeon, of captivity, redeeming her from captivity. So there was no heter for him to eat the fruits of Nichsei Melug until the Ksuba was written. So Arusa les la peri. If Arusa has no peri, therefore we don't need Zman in a Shtar Kedushin to find out when, as of what time, the husband is allowed to begin to eat peri, and not before that, because an Arusa doesn't have peri at all. So then it makes sense why Shtar Kedushin has no peri. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the reason they made his man beget is because in case someone's wife, a person married his niece, his sister's daughter, and she was mezane tachtov, and the Adam saw her doing znus, and she could get killed, a regular husband wouldn't have rechmanis, perhaps if his wife did that. But a uncle with his niece, he may have rechmanis, so he may cover up for her. And what will he do? He'll write a get, and he'll say, she committed this act. That was after I divorced her. In order to make sure that he doesn't do that, they made a zman, and now they will know, by looking at the day, the date of the get, they'll know whether this act took place while she was still married to him, or it took place after the get went into effect. So if the reason is Mishum Basachoy, so I liskin zman, why were they not misakin Zman also in Kiddushin? That in case she was Mizana, we should know when was she Mikudeshus already to her husband. Did this act take place before the Kiddushin or after the Kiddushin? So we should also have Zman in a Shtar. Why, in fact, were they not misakin Zman in a Shtar Kiddushin? The Gemara answers, Mishum de Ikud Mikadesh Bekaspav, Ikud Mikadesh Bestar. Some people are Mikadesh with money and some people are Mikadesh with a star, like taking Rabbanan Zman. Therefore, the Rabbanan were not Misakein Zman. Omar Le, get is only a star, but Kedushin, there are different alternatives, so they already weren't Misakein Zman by a star. Omar Le, Rav Acha, Bered, Rav Esra, Rav Ashi, Vo'avda, a slave, where the Baal is Kona anything, Masha, Kona Evet, Kona Raboy. The Ikka, the Kona Bekaspoy, sometimes you're Kona Evet through money. Vikka, the Bishtar, and you can also be Kona him through a star. Vitikin Rabbanan Zman, and the Rabbanan were Kona Zman. As Rashi says, whenever you buy something, there's a Zman in a star, when you're allowed to eat the fruits of that field, when you are Kona the Nechasim that the Evet has. So we have a Zman, even though that Zman is not always going to be applicable, for example, where you were kind of the Eved with Kesef. And yet, whenever you write a Shtar, there is Zman. So by Kedushin, whenever you write a Shtar Kedushin, even though you sometimes are Mekadosh B'Kesef, there should be a Zman in the Shtar. The Gemara answers, Hosom by an Eved Ruba B'Shtara. Most of the time, you're kind of the Eved with a Shtar. So we write a Zman in. Hacha by Kedushin, it's the opposite, Ruba Bekaspa. Most of the time it's with Kesef, and therefore, even the few times that we write a Shtar Kedushin, we do not put in Zman. Iboy Yisema, or Mishum Delay Efsher. Or because maybe it's also not possible. It doesn't help us anything to write Azman in a Shtar Kedushin. Hey, Chalevet, what should we do? Lindcha Gabi Dido, if we should leave the Shtar by her, Mechale, she will erase the Zman. In case she was Mizana after the Zman Kedushin, she'll erase the Zman, and she'll say that she did it before she got Mekudeshes to her husband. Lindcha Gabi Dido, if she should leave it by her husband, Zimna Debasa Chaysehi, Umachapola. Sometimes it's her, his niece, and again, he will cover up for her, and he will erase it. So it won't help us that we're going to put his money in. Lindcha Gabi Adam, should we leave the Shtar by the Adam? So Mamanashah, either Zachiri, if they remember, Lace Elissa, let them testify when the engagement, the Kedushin took place. And then we will know whether it these nus happened after the Kedushin or before. The Eloi, and if they don't remember, you know what's going to happen if we leave it by the Eidim? Zimnun dechazu mechtava. Sometimes they're going to see the Ksuba. They don't remember. And they'll look at the Ksuba, they'll look at the, not the Ksuba, they'll look at the Shtar Kedushin, which they have in their possession. Va'as mesade, they'll say testimony that the marriage took place on this and this date, Rachman Amar, and the Torah says, Mipiyam, Velemi Piksavim, that we cannot accept the testimony of Edim from Eksav, we have to hear it verbally from them, and they don't know it, they only know it from the Ksav, so their Edis would be invalidated. So the Gemara says, if you have all these issues with writing a Zman in a Shtar Kedushin, Ihachi Begerishin Nami Neimachi, let us say the same problem. If we're going to leave it by the wife or by the husband, they're going to erase it. So the Gemara says, no. Hasom latzol didekasi, didokasi. Over there, as Rashi explains, by Gittin, we had to make the Takana because maybe he would have mercy on his niece. So even though there's a chazaka that she's an Ashes Ish, and that she was Mizana while she was married to her husband, if he provides a get, so it creates a suffix, and we wouldn't kill her. However, now that we were Misakin Azman, if she's going to produce a get which has an erase date, or she won't produce the get, we're going to say, we made something to prove that this Nus took place, the illicit relationship took place after the divorce. And you don't have that to prove your innocence? Here we will go, says Rashi, after the chazaka, and she would get killed if the Edim saw it and warned her and she did the act anyway. So it's in her best interest to have a get which has a viable date that she can prove that it happened afterwards. So there, by Gittin, we assume that she will not tamper with the date, because it only helps her. If she doesn't have that proof, we're going to go with the chazaka that she was an Ashes Ish, and that it happened while she was an Ashes Ish. But hach over here, by the Pnuya, the question is, when did she become a Kedeshes? L'chayva didakasi. This is, it's only a detriment for her that maybe through the Shtar Kedusha with the Zman we'll be able to see that she committed it, the Znus, after the Kedusha. So it'll be in her interest to get rid of the Shtar, to erase the date, and then we will have no choice but to go after Chazaka, and the Chazaka is that she's a Pnuya. Until now, she wasn't married. And then we will not be able to kill her. So by Kedushin, putting his Zman in won't help, because she'll always get rid of the Zman by erasing or by getting rid of the Shtar Kedushin. Mashiach came by Gittin, where the get only helps to save her life, and without it, she puts herself into jeopardy. There we can leave it by her. We're not worried that she's going to erase it. That's why the Gemara explains they were Misakin Zman by Gittin and not by Kedushin. So according to Rava, Avada Sofikar of Law by Gittin would have the same halacha by Kedushin. He agrees with Abaya that in both cases we would say she gets Chalitza and no Yibam, and we're not worried that the Chalitza is going to lead to Yibam, even by Gittin. Abaya and Rava at this point, both of them argue on Rabba, and the only reason it wasn't written in the Mishnah is because whatever halacha there is by Gittin applies to Kedushin except one, Zman, but whatever halacha applies by Kedushin applies totally by Gittin, and that is the halacha of Safek Karvloi, Safek Karvloi, that Choletzes V'loi Misyabemes.